Welcome to The Baraza, a show that aims to talk about Africa, the African story, and the African experience. Each week, we take on various topics which will not only educate, inform, but also entertain. I'm your host, Benjamin Walgwe. Once again, I'm in studio alone, but today I'm joined in by a guest. I happen to be in the village, 30 minutes from the Ugandan border, this is in Kenya, and I bumped into a lovely lady called Akin, and she had quite a bit of interesting things she had to tell me. And yeah, Akin, how are you?
Amosi.
Hivi nadi?
Aha.
Uko sawa?
Kabisa.
Uko hali yako? How are you?
Poa.
You're good?
I'm very good.
So tell me, how have you been? What's good in this area of yours?
It's a village in Africa.
Yeah.
So we're surrounded by village stuff.
What does that mean?
Beautiful trees. Lots of mosquitoes.
Because mosquitoes are good. Because no, I came across very interesting information about mosquitoes.
I said lots. I said village stuff.
Yeah.
So we have lots of beautiful trees. Food is abundant. I just plucked a whole bunch of guavas today from my tree. I left a whole bunch on the floor. And I think it just has to be composted because it's abundance. Even the neighbors don't want to eat because giolgo, they're tired.
Giolgo means tired in the native language.
They've eaten too much guava, so they don't want guavas. They said if you eat too many guavas, you get constipation. So now we're going to composting it because it's too much. So this is the wildlife of the village, you know.
Guava gives you constipation?
I don't know, but they told me they've had enough guava.
But you have the tree.
I don't have any problem with guava. I just told you I ate a whole lot of guava and also guava juice. I've done all things with guava. Now, as I wait, again, what is good in the village? Everything. My bananas, I have to, in fact, my neighbors are eating, we're all eating bananas because we have a banana. You know, this is village life. We eat a lot of fruits because there's a lot of fruit.
So it's like
our food. Our food is mostly fruit.
So that's very confusing because, you know, to me, okay, not to me, but the general opinion is if you live in the village, life must be hard, life must be, you know, there's a lot of suffering. But I have experienced something totally different. People just pluck stuff and eat.
It's akuna. It's wrong. It's a mentality. What is scarce maybe in a village is things like meat. Because if you want to eat fruit, there's no scarcity. I challenge you, go to any village and say, they're lacking bananas, guava, jackfruit,
mangoes,
papaya, coconut water.
Coconut water?
From coconuts.
Yeah, but do they grow in this region, coconuts?
No, but you can buy. This is what we eat in the village. We have different needs. You know, we don't live in the city. We also need to eat different because it's hot. It's very hot here. So you cannot eat like you eat in Nairobi or in the big cities because you have to stay hydrated. And water will not help you 100%.
Fantastic.
Because, so we have people. Why also I think God gave us fruits. You see, our grandmother used to say, if you eat God's food, you will be healthy, you live long. Now we are realizing God's food is just fruits.
So you brought in an aspect of water. And let's talk about water for 1 minute. And what do you think about water? Just the element water. What is your... what are your thoughts on water?
It's very interesting. In a field like we don't have the best quality of water. but we also have the best quality of water. It's just crazy. This is village life. You ask me what's good in the village. It's village thing. Sometimes we collect. Sometimes we collect rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you don't use it, it becomes, you know, water stays still. It attracts mosquitoes.
Yeah, it stagnates.
So now we have mosquitoes. But again, we have many fresh springs where we mm-hmm. can get spring water, structured mm-hmm. water. So, depending on convenience,
water. Uh-huh.
Convenience is a thing. So we prefer to collect the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, people don't want to go to the stream mm-hmm. to pick their water because, you know, mm-hmm. we have a little bit of city habits. You know, it's spillover effect. So mm-hmm. We might not have the best quality of water, but it's a choice mm-hmm. in a sense. Mm-hmm. But we are aware we have spring water.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we'll go and get the fresh spring water.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to focus on the element of water, but from the perspective you just mentioned, water that is not moving is stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So does it have the same elements that it had when it was in motion? Or because stagnant water attracts all manner of things,
uh-huh.
as you have said, mosquitoes,
uh-huh.
okay? Uh-huh. So it's breeding ground of so many things that thrive when water is still. And it doesn't have the minerals that it had initially because it's not moving.
I mean, everybody knows, at least in villages, we know
mm-hmm.
that you need, the best water to use is that which flows. But because, I told you, because of convenience, we just use what we collect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you wouldn't advise someone to drink bottled water? Because bottled water can be on the shelf for even a year, closed.
These are not concerns we think about in the village. Village, we don't think of bottled water. It's not at all.
No, in terms of what you would advise someone, like from the town or from wherever, people who don't understand what the element water is.
We cannot advise mm-hmm. that which we have not experienced. Because we are not in the habit of buying bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who needs bottled water. Maybe their water is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there are parts of this country where you've seen people who have brown teeth or their teeth mm-hmm. have been calcified or damaged and they're brown or tinted or stained because of the quality of the water.
Isn't that like excessive fluoride, I think?
Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
maybe bottled water is the best option for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you cannot advise something you're not dealing with every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. But here we, it's between collecting rain and spring water and some people have wells or bottles, whatever you do.
But to me, rain would not be the advisable thing because as we know today, there are things openly called chemtrails and the atmosphere is all, you know.
Chemtrails, no.
Chemicals in the atmosphere, whether through planes, whether through so many things are in the atmosphere these days that we are not in control of.
Mm.
Yeah, that contaminates the water that is coming from, you know, that is coming down as rain. And the rain, of course, goes to our crops. Some people harvest the rain for drinking. So are we really drinking quality water?
And where are these chemtrails coming from? You call chemtrails, chemicals. Where are these chemicals coming
from? Chemtrails is just derived from chemicals, a trail of chemicals.
Where are they coming from?
Where are they coming from?
Mm.
That's an interesting question. Where are they coming from?
Because
there are different reasons as to why people would spray chemicals in the atmosphere. One, I think, to me, I think we have gotten to the point in our lives where we can actually control weather.
Mm.
Yeah, so we can choose which areas can experience drought, which areas can experience rainfall.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and it's create a problem, give solution type of thing. With only very few benefactors.
That one is just very complicated for me. But, but you know, we have gone so far in technology that I can believe what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because Now we have cell phones. I can talk to someone anywhere and I've seen them, like I'm in the room with them. So it's not something that I think is not possible. But, you know, we always believe, you know, like what our ancestors taught us. That in the end, you know, God always is in control. So even those chemicals, maybe they are in our water, yeah, destroying our crops, but
we say God is in control. God is in control, but Africa as a continent has suffered for a very long time. But yet we say God is in control. But then again, if we are to say God is in control, we have to ask ourselves again, which God? Because Africa, Africans had God, their own types of God, before the introduction of the God that we worship today. Africans always worshipped different. They had their different gods. And we have always
and
had...
And who are these gods you are talking about?
Who are the gods?
Yeah, these
ones. Egypt had their own gods. Right? You have Ra, you have all these people. West Africa, they have their own god, deities. Okay? There's the rain god, where they dance and the whatever, and they dance into this deity who they believe is going to bring rain.
Those were things people did for entertainment and culture, like Bomas of Kenya. This is like...
Oh my God! Entertainment?
Yes. Cigana,
you want to
Cigana,
say
Cigana,
the
Cigana,
whole
Cigana.
Of Africa?
No. I believe you. This continent... there are corners I think have never been discovered and we have not seen.
I would believe that.
And we don't know they exist.
I would believe
so,
that.
So, I'm not saying you are right or wrong.
Wakanda probably even exists. Who knows?
Wakanda.
Yeah, there's a movie called Wakanda. I don't know if you've come across it or heard of it. That, you know, depicts Africa in a particular way. The power that Africa had, you know, the technology that Africa that is hidden within Africa, within the continent.
We still have power because.
Explain to me the kind of power Africa has.
I want to tell you. You see, I'm telling you, because you said that it's different when people talk about food and village and poverty and this, but I'm telling you, you have to realize. I think the problem Africa has. They don't realize what they have. And the comparison they are making is not compatible with what they are. Now what I mean, if I'm in a village, I should not expect my life to be like I'm in a city. And I have cleaner air. The city is very polluted.
Totally.
But now people fight to be in a polluted place. So now, you are in control of your life. So if you cannot see you are healthy in the village, I told you, so much food. We don't even, and every village has the same trees. So
yeah, since I came, I've just been eating. Everywhere I go, so, it's just what do you want to eat, what do you want to eat.
Who are you bringing for the guavas, the mangoes, the papayas? Everybody has the same thing.
Yes.
So. It's the power is it's there without you looking. We didn't plant this. Our grandmothers planted those trees. Me, I didn't plant those trees. My family didn't plant them.
You found them.
We found them. And they found them. So we've had generations of abundance. We never had to buy food.
Oh my God.
Think but of the cost but savings.
Now that you say that, we always say we are farming plants. But plants outlive us. So who's farming who? No, it's just something you mentioned. And you said your grandmother planted.
We found
you
it.
Found and you found, and probably your great grandma also found it.
Yes.
And these trees and whatever have outlived us.
Just like Mother Nature and the earth will outlive us. You know what people.
So who is whose subject?
We have to be obedient to nature. And we have to be Yatewa, you are African. You are African.
Yes.
In Africa, you know certain basic principles.
Uh-huh.
That's why you are talking about rain dance. Why are they dancing with the rain? Because they have to honor the rain. I know this thing, Sigana, Sigana. We all went to school, we learned this.
Sigana, Sigana.
Sigana, Sigana, Abuluasi stories.
What is Sigana, Sigana?
Stories, oratory stories.
Like folk tales and all that.
So, Ingeo. Now, because you know this thing, you're asking me, this conversation, well, we do for the audience. We explain for the audience. Now we have to break down Sigana Sigana and folk tales and the things we learned about Abuluasi and Dick Mokori, Ginene.
Guys, please forgive me. But if it's a mixture of dialect, local dialect, Swahili, English. And I guess, honestly, village edition, you'll have to pick what you pick. And I'm sure you can tell what we're talking about somehow. So just catch on and
all the stories we'll explain to you, because in Africa, if you notice, Africans, we really love to share our stories. So we will explain to you what we're talking about in English. Think about it, we are speaking to you in English. You think in Asia they're going to translate to us their local language?
Oh no, Europe, no. They'll speak in German, they'll speak in their own languages.
But don't worry.
It, yes.
The way we do it in Africa, it's a sign that we are global citizens.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
We accommodate. We are not selfish with knowledge. We learn languages that are universal and global because we want to touch every heart. Mm-hmm. So we will explain to you. Mm-hmm. Now, in Africa, we had things called folk tales. Stories we read as children, we learned in school, and they all taught us about how to be kind, what the tree that spoke to the bird, and I don't know, the fish that could rescue the dog. Now, every story, if you're thinking of a fish that was rescuing the dog, how was it living outside of the water? These stories, they're not fiction. They were to make us constantly remember the symbiotic relationship between man, nature, and earth. And also your responsibility to save anyone that you think you can't rescue. So the fish had to figure out how to rescue the dog. This is how folk tales is. And then we learned about how the tree was so old that it had to retire its roots. Now, this was telling us that our trees are ancient. Now, these are stories we learned as Nitino, small children.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we know at in back of our brain that the Sigana, the story of the old tree that was being told
I
to
love
retire.
That the Sigana Sigana.
Yeah, it was being told to retire and it said, I can't, I have a responsibility. So the tree refused to retire. So now we are being told as kids, trees never retire because their work is endless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to...
They give you endless oxygen, man.
And you can see when you cut a tree, which I don't recommend, but when you cut a tree, you see ridges. Those ridges represent years.
Yeah.
So you can see how old a tree is. Mm-hmm. But that's not wrong. Even, you know, even in African folklore, remember the story we were told? Remember our grandmothers? Whenever used to beat us, when you had a question or you were confused in your life, it would go sit under the tree and ask your question and think about
but it. But ask who?
The tree.
Sometimes they would go deeper and say, go talk to your people under the tree, because they were probably buried under that tree.
Yeah.
And there are different trees representing different people.
Yes.
So you may be told, go talk to your grandmother to answer that question below that tree.
And then we have communities that say certain trees are sacred.
Yes.
See, the Kikuyu have their tree.
Yes, Mugumo tree.
It's sacred. It's not that they just woke up one morning and they said, it is sacred. No, it has...
For the Luo, we have Ober.
Ober.
Yes, which is a huge, huge tree.
So you told me about the dance, the African dance. The rain dance was important because we were taught through training, folklore, stories. When you get a harvest, it didn't just show up. There was rain involved. We have the sun dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have masks, because we are depicting the elements. The spider.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wanyapiwa, you are not focused. You are not focused in school. You think Africans just paint their body
oh,
for
my
what?
God.
The spider means the flow of water. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, energy flows. We are not just doing it for art.
What?
Yeah, well, you want it in a book. Before you can believe. See, we want you to understand what we're talking about. I'm telling my young brother here that the way he told me about the rain dance and all this, and now I have to explain to him the why we painted our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know why they use white chalk?
Mm-hmm.
Because the white chalk is the connection to the spiritual realm, yeah. It's how you connect to ancestors.
How? Okay, please explain how white chalk.
It is the depiction. What color is a skeleton?
White. Mm-hmm.
And how do they draw? Don't you see they draw skeletons on their chest? Mm. Their lines like this?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're depicting the life before and life now, because your body, if you remove the fat, water, you see your skeleton, your bones, and you came from bone, you go back to bone, flesh to flesh. Now, Yawa, we need 3 hours because you missed class.
Wow.
And when your grandmother was talking, you were not paying attention.
No, I was.
And you went to Bombas of Kenya.
I was eating
just
the
to
peanuts.
Say you went on a school trip. Nikech one ne one thing to ne one focus the notepad. We had a notepad, we were taking notes. Because in Bombas of Kenya, it's called Bombas of Kenya. It means villages of Kenya. Mm. And they took you for trips around all the villages so you can see the cultures. And now you're asking me which one?
Wow.
Every village showed you what there was going on in theirs. So you had to pay attention. And the dance was
Yeah, they even did the dances from each
stories.
Community.
But there were stories. The dances all had stories.
Yeah, but as kids, you know, you're not being you're getting the entertainment side, but you're not really
Mano-in.
And I don't think it's just me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long story with Africa. It's a huge continent.
Mm-hmm.
But your main question was, who is farming who? When I talked about me, I have not planted the trees you saw in my you saw my farm.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen all those. I didn't plant any of those trees.
Mm-hmm.
We were here for generations.
Mm-hmm.
But you see,
you just eat.
No. This is not Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I told you we have to pay homage. That's why you're saying people do the rain dance, or we dance, or we do. No, this is how we thank the earth for giving. You don't just take in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know this. When you just take, it's like I have this cup in front of you. If I just drink, the cup will be empty.
Mm-hmm.
Then there will be nothing left. I have depleted it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I drink, I should add a little.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tell the plants thank you, and you also nurture them, you take care of the trees, you train them, you take care of them. Mm-hmm. And that's what Africans are like. You've noticed when Africans are farming, what are they always doing?
What, singing?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think we sing when we farm?
Uh-huh.
Why are we singing? Because
I think you're thanking, you're showing gratitude.
No,
yes.
we are interacting with our nature.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the songs are interesting, and then it's rhythm as you pick it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, those are rhythm. Even the slaves in the cotton fields, they used to come up with songs. And they would sing and sing and sing, and they would create a rhythm, and etc.
Songs are powerful. They can be used to motivate you.
Even as they're communicating with each other, I guess.
Yeah, they can be used to motivate you.
Wow.
They can be used to empower you. They can be used to boost your energy.
Mm.
They can be used to boost your spirit.
Mm.
And this is just village stuff, you know?
Wow.
Life in the village.
So we've talked about elements. We've touched on a couple of elements in nature. Now, let's look at the African composition as a people.
Mm.
You have many people, for example, shaving their heads, you know?
Mm.
But in the same breath, I've heard that hair is powerful. I've come across that information. So what do you think about the hair?
So who is shaving the head?
People. It could be fashion. Like right now, you have people growing their beards, grooming their beards, and then they shave bald. What again we consume in terms of entertainment dictates how we present ourselves and look sometimes. So would you advise someone to shave their hair?
You know, with the times, so you are as an African, you know that you can tell someone's tribe by their hair. Like if you look at the Samburu, the Maasai, their hairstyle, the red.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to tell you who they are, where they come from. Mm-hmm. You can tell by their hair, even if they wear a suit, whatever clothes from another country, you can tell by their hair, their hairstyle, what culture they are.
Mm-hmm.
So when you shave your head, you have to think. And I don't have anything against being fashionable and stylish, but you have to think. What are you doing? You want to move without identity? Yeah. Because if a Maasai shaved his head bald, do you know he's a Maasai?
No, you don't.
But if it doesn't matter to him, which is okay. I think tribes sometimes can limit you. You don't have to put yourself in a box.
But you may know he's a Maasai based on the regalia.
He might not wear. He might wear normal clothes. You will not know.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'm just giving a simple example.
Mm-hmm.
African hair is ancient in terms of identification of style, messaging. You know, like the different hairs when you're a bride, bridal hairstyles, people know you're getting married, or you're a mother, an elderly woman, you know. They are symbolic, they mean something. And if you interact in the community, it's like you give someone a heads up. I'm an elderly woman coming into your shop. Put some respect on my name. Because you might look young. African women look young. She's 80, she looks like she's 50. So how are you going to know? Don't play with me, I have wisdom in under my neck. So we used to do these things so that you know and you're kosher and everyone knows how to move. Because some women are very young and you think, oh, she's 40, no, she's 80. So these were things that you did. And then the hair also. Now this one. Is something we have always known for years, that your hair, it's not just hair on your head, you know? It is more important than just hair. It's like
a helmet.
It's a protector.
Mm.
And you see also in Africa, we wear the head wraps. You know, women wear head wraps. Why do we wear head wraps? Where do women most, and I'm not, you know, African people, I have to put a, you know, we need a disclaimer. That disclaimer is, you have to remember Africa is a continent with so many countries, and each country has immense culture.
But originally Africa was one. The countries and the segregation was brought about by the West.
But Nyatewa, I'm saying this because our Nigerian brothers can start making noise for you. Don't get programmed. This program is now in, everyone will hear this program. It's for all viewers, all listeners across the world. So someone in Nigeria will say, this woman is what she's presenting me. Ghana, you know, Africa, again, this is how we behave. So that's why I'm giving you this disclaimer. Me, disclaimer, indicate. Someone in Cote d'Ivoire and Mali will say, as we don't shave our head. We are Muslims, we are women, wear hijab, we have long beards. What is she talking about? So, breathe, Africans, breathe. We are very aware, we are a big continent, you know? And brothers and sisters, your culture is your culture, be proud. But now, in general, and feel free to put a comment and add, because you can teach us also what's happening in your culture.
True.
We want to learn, and maybe your village has things we have not discovered. You know, there are corners we need to discover, people, so think about it. But with the hair thing, women in the cultures I know, they wear head wraps, especially weddings, funerals. You've seen very colorful head wraps?
Yeah. So
it's not only fashion statement.
I know. So would you say, because most of the time, they don't wear the head wraps in their own homes.
No.
They could, but they don't.
No.
But most of the time, of the time when they're interacting with public, when they're going for functions, when they're going
high
for all
energy
this,
zones.
Okay, in a nutshell,
high energy zones. Weddings, funerals, because these, you remember when we were babies, and when babies were born, you were told don't touch the head. You remember?
Because the head is soft, though.
I could not only that, because this is your crown. Uh-huh. Not everybody can wash a baby in Africa. Have you noticed that? In Africa, when babies are born, they are very sacred. Mm-hmm. Not everyone can wash them. Anyway, another class again.
Maybe, that is another story
for
another day.
Maybe you're not a woman, so you don't know these things. Men, you know, you men, sometimes you are limited in things of birth and midwifery. So we won't go there. But the crown is always to be protected.
So if the crown is supposed to be protected, and yet in some communities during funerals, the whole family who is bereaved has to shave their hair.
Because the hair has all the energy of that whole life. So they want you to have a fresh new beginning.
Oh, man.
Yes. To remove all the pain, all the weight. Because our hair absorbs energy. That's why I said high energy places you wrap your hair. Funerals, weddings. And now when someone is dead and you're in a funeral, you will be absorbing what kind of energy?
So is this why the Mokorino, the word, they wrap their hair, they cover their hair?
Me, I know hair coverings are to protect your crown. So even Muslims, I understand why they cover, their women cover, but I don't understand why the men don't cover. You also have crowns, men.
But they have the thing that they put on their heads.
Okay,
Even the Jews, they put the thing, the rabbis and all that.
You see, that was the soft spot when there's a baby. It's your crown.
The top, the centermost part of of your head.
Yud.
The
crown.
Yes, the crown.
So, when you decide to shave your head, nothing against it, but you must think. Because now, our ancestors, they knew energy. Now we are in the triple dose of energy. Idonje matatu, upo.
You've entered the matatu, it is full. For those who
you've
gone
to
understand.
The club, you are drinking gins and spirits. And your crown is just exposed. So the wealth of my ancestors, my grandmother would tell you.
Spirits.
My grandmother would tell you. My grandmother was not a fan of what she called Indian hair. She said, Mano ye wij marwa hindi. It's not your head. But now, with the genes and spirits, matatu opo, you have gone to all parties, you don't go, you know, back in the day, Africa, we didn't go to strangers' weddings, you went to family weddings. Now you are everywhere. You are just operating. My colleague died, I'm going to the funeral. Think. Africans, we believe in spirit. Yeah. So when you're in the funeral, the soul has left the body. See, it's floating, looking for maybe.
Depending on what you believe in, but yeah.
See, we're talking about Africa, our village things.
Okay, yes.
We're not in, are we in the city again?
Okay. Yes.
So that's why, we're talking African village things. That's why people shave head. In city, people don't shave head. They bury same day. In village, you don't bury same day. You have time to, a whole week to say goodbye to your loved one. Yes, Africans talk to their dead. Africans are not scared of their father who died. They sit by the bed and they have conversations.
But many cultures, even globally, do that. The Mexicans, they have their own. It's called what? Day of the Dead. It's called what? Celebration of
but
the
I'm
dead.
But I'm talking about that one has been dead and been buried. Africans are not buried. The body is there in a room and people can talk. Maybe I've said too much, but yes, I apologize.
to those who did not want certain messages revealed to the world. But it is a known fact to villagers that Africans talk to the dead because they don't bury same day. And yeah.
But some do.
That's why I'm saying, I've apologized. Africa is huge.
Yes.
But now, the traditions I know, it's very long ceremonies. Oh, and then we have a, it's like a party. There's lots of food and music and dance. It's like a party. People mourn and they dance and they mourn and they dance and they party and they mourn. It's if you don't know the culture, you'll be confused. But because we understand that there is a crazy balance between life and death, and so we celebrate the life and then we cry that it's the person is God. It seems crazy, but it's okay. It's village things. It's village. Then we eat like it's crazy, like food is running out.
It's
like
some other guy's party hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are, it's, look, if you come to some funerals, look like a clubhouse, like it's a wedding.
I know.
And people have dressed to the hills. They are in their head wrap gear and it's a club. But then some in the middle of the bash, people start wailing. Then they are the wailers. The people who are professional whalers. It's professional.
Then you wonder why Bob Marley called his band Bob Marley and the Wailers.
But the South Africans also have the whalers, the tradition of whalers and funeral.
Oh yeah?
Yes. It's a really African thing. It's professional. The whalers, they are gifted. It's a gift and that they have. They can feel with the bereaved. That's why they wail the way you can't wail.
But some of these wailers, honestly, they just hear say somewhere in the village and they hear, but they wail the hardest so that they can be recognized, so that they can be fed the most. Because of their energy is depleted from that wailing.
This is modern thing. In village, not everyone can wail. The whalers.
So whaling is a talent.
Have you never seen the whalers? Can you compete with them? Even if you have lost someone?
No, you can't.
It's a gift. So even if you want to eat, we feed them well. In the village, we feed whalers well because we appreciate them and we know their role in society. You see, that's another thing Africa villages have. You see, you people sometimes, you can see this guy is crazy. As we say, he's a, you can't get the village fool, but he has a role. No.
So,
in poker, the fool is an important card.
The joker.
The fool. Manoa, can we just talk? Because, in short, everyone has a role in the village. Do you see homeless people in the village?
No.
Where are the people who don't do anything? In the village.
In the village.
Being taken care of. We don't leave you. Even if you just make us laugh. We are happy. Yes. It's the village. We have alcoholics. Then he wakes up in the morning and he builds the whole roof. We are happy. He has a role.
That is true.
And even alcohol was used by ancestors to communicate with
spirits. Yeah, libation.
But not the way people do it right now in Nairobi. Now they are just genes and spirits.
I know. But they used to have libation, yeah.
Not libation, in bars.
Not in bars. I mean like when they are in the village and the elders are having their traditional brew, they would, you know, do their libation.
And they didn't do it every day.
Not every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When there was an event and they needed it. Because when you decide to...
Because they believe also the spirits are within that event. So you have to do your libation so that they can also partake of some of the things that you guys are enjoying.
Village things. Well, that's Africa for you. There are things we don't know and we never know.
Wow.
You said nature will outlive us. So you were talking about the chem, the sprays and chemical. It's okay. See, this life is not permanent.
No, it's not.
So... the trees have been here for thousands, millions of years. So just like a cockroach, it will evolve and adapt. Maybe become even stronger. So,
and maybe even purify those things.
We don't know. But, you know, in the village, we've seen so many things. We believe in nature.
But these days, we don't even know who we pray to. You think? think about it. Because we pray in the name of so many things. Even how we end our prayers, whatever. So in the village, how do you guys pray? And who do you pray to? And how do you end your prayers?
Most people.
Because most people, they say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Yeah, in the village, but maybe they'll say, Yesu, Jehovah,
Yahshua.
Yahweh. Okay, Yahshua. Okay. I never heard. I had... there's also the SDA. You see, the ones who do Sabbath, they pray on Saturday. But they have taken this Christian path with a twist of something. But if you see how villagers move, even though they say Yesu, Jehovah, Yahweh, all the three are here, then of course you said the Legio Maria and the others. Many others.
The reason why I was saying sections. This is because, for example, in
but
Egypt,
I was going to tell
in Egypt you have Amen Ra. So when you're saying Amen, what exactly?
They say Amina.
Amina is few. Most people say Amen.
Sawa.
Amen.
But what I learned being in the village is to look at the actions. So you are praying to Yesu. But there's no way in the Bible that tells you when you're burying someone who has died, they do all kinds of things. Kill a goat, or a cow, do what? They always revolt to tradition. When someone is getting married, they're not using Christian belief. They don't care whether you wear a white dress, a red dress, a green dress, or you have a ring or don't have a ring. They want you to follow tradition. So, I don't pay attention to this thing they do, church, because these villagers, no one wears a white dress when they're married. They wear traditional clothes. Cows are killed, dowry is paid, people dance, houses are built, things are done. Even if it's wife inheritance, where in the Bible does it say wife inheritance? Nothing. So, application, Africa, I think, is a paradox. We have parallel societies. The one we do, I don't know why we do it, because nobody really believes it. And then the one they believe, because the tradition, villagers will say, I won't even harm you because I don't want that problem. So they're not scared about Yesu. Yeah. Yesu, they will even hold the Bible and say, Yesu, in Yesu's name. But then when you tell them something traditional, they'll even return the money to you. They'll say, Agoyo nimos.
Oh, yeah.
I have apologized. So it shows through action if they believe more in their tradition.
Wow.
Yeah, but with the hair, before you shave your head, you have to ask many questions. Do you live in a polygamy? This is your crown, it should always be protected, number one. Number two, I told you about funerals or energy, so you protect it, but you also absorb. You're not always going to cover your head. So you should think about what you're absorbing.
So I guess wigs are good for...
Wigs are ancient, Yawa. It's nothing. I don't know this movement. I don't know everyone's natural hair movement, natural hair movement. Wear your wigs, women. It's not a problem. You can have a red wig, afro wig, long wig.
That would be quite interesting.
It doesn't matter.
A different person every day. Depending on
you
how
see,
you look
at
it.
You are hearing the men talking. These are the men who are telling you Afro movement. There's no Afro movement. Put on your wig and enjoy life. And protect your crown. This brother of mine is saying there are chemicals in the air. Now, chemicals are in the air and you want your hair exposed. Why? This is your crown. It is the thick hair on your head protecting your crown. So don't leave your crown exposed. Now, you can wear a head wrap. It's very stylish and you look cute. But me, I'm a fan of all hairstyles. Sometimes I'll have a head wrap. I will do my wigs. I can do three. I'm not limited. I don't care if you have 1,000 Afro movement. They say, oh, it is self-empowerment, you self-love, you hate yourself. I'm like, ukia history, you people, you slept. You slept in class. You slept.
Mm-hmm.
African history is ancient. We have had wigs for millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your crown.
Mm-hmm.
You can look cute in your wigs.
Mm-hmm.
It's your culture. You are not breaking laws. You are not inventing anything new.
Mm-hmm.
You are not innovating. And you should be ashamed. You know, in the village, we walk with our hair. We don't say it's an Afro movement.
Yeah.
You know, this is modern city bullshit.
It's normal. Yeah.
And then also, in the village, because there's spillover effect, we also watch television. So we can put wigs and weaves. And nobody says hair, self-hate. They say, hey, how are we? Not on it. Your hair looks nice. There's no self-hate.
Yeah.
You know, you people in the city, mommy won't get stressed. You have stress because you create stress. Now you are thinking for months, this hair is, I don't know, it's really blonde. Now I'm going to be told self-hate. I'm making a statement. There's no statement. The blonde hair you're wearing because it matches your handbag. And it is cute.
Wow.
And tomorrow, yeah, this is village thing. People think village, we look what? We wear kitamba all the time. No, we have days for kitamba, which is also cute. It's cute. It's also nice sometimes. You know, there are things called matutas. You just braid like long, short braids. And
no,
they stand up.
No. Matuta.
Yeah, we walk with that. Just, you just plait them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just. Like,
they just stand like antennas.
And let me tell you, this is also authentic. Like, it's all part of just you just enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything you do with your body, mind, spirit, soul can determine your day. When you have a week, maybe you feel fun, you are smiling because it's an adventure. Your day will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you remove the wig, you come, you have just maybe funny things you put like matuta standing or whatever, afro, raffia. You are now looking like the tree outside your door. You are like twins. You look at the tree is even smiling at you, like I recognize you. You see you with the elements.
Yeah, because did you pick the design of your hair from me?
You've seen how sometimes.
I've seen trees, sometimes it looks like it's an afro. Like someone
sometimes
has
like
afro.
Dreadlocks.
Yeah.
So which one are you?
So sometimes maybe our hairstyles were inspired back in the day by nature.
It's just who you are. So if you have short hair,
embrace it.
You are a shrub. Smile with the shrubs. If you have long hair, maybe you are, I don't know, you are some tree with long leaves. Like, people, every hair, coily, kinky, what, all this, terminology, it's just...
Yeah. Then there are ground crops. Those are the ones now with just ndengu hair.
Even those, let me tell you, and you know, in fact, as kids, we used to laugh because the coins you had is the tree should be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's showing you. That's how you are talking about elements.
Yeah.
That's how you find your element.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the texture of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Identify the tree that it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Or even plant or whatever you pick, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is nature, just pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the element that is connected to the person.
Wow.
Simple things. These are village simple things we know. So when we straighten our hair, we've straightened it. Oh, you are destroying your hair. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging out with size.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. We are scientists without degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Scientific degrees. We are botanists without credentials. Okay. We are economists and agriculturists by inheritance. So it's okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even our skin, cosmetologist, man, no, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do. These are things. Don't stress yourself, but think before you follow trends.
Mm.
Yeah. Village, we don't have Afro hair movement. Everyone is just Afro hair.
Mm.
Why is yours a movement? We're in the same country. You have to ask yourself, because you are living out of nature, that's why you have to bulldoze. But when you're in nature, you look around you and everything reflects you.
That's true.
So you don't have to shout, Afro movement!
Yeah. Yeah.
So
giving the wrong energy to the wrong thing.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Protect your crown. There's lots of radiation. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. Again, in the village, we don't have smartphones. Mm-hmm. We have...
Mulika Mwizi.
Some of us, we have Android phones. Not everybody. Village life is not standard. Mm-hmm. They're different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
We have phones too, but we don't have so much radiation. You notice the village, we have 2G, 3G, 4G. We don't have high 4G, 5G. We have different Gs.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't have as much radiation like people in the cities. Now, again, you have to think of your crown, eh? Because protect your crown at all times. So, if you work at the airport, for example, put on your wig, have a head wrap.
Yeah, the pharaohs used to cover their heads.
Even the Nefertiti, all this, they wore wigs.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Mm. It's all about your crown.
And
your
all crown... these eyeliners and whatever, they were there before. But to ward off different things. Like eyeliner in some cultures is to ward off evil spirits.
The evil eye.
The evil eye and etc. But I guess, hey, it's never taken seriously because it's from Africa. So there's a lot of voodoo, voodoo, which
even Africans don't take themselves seriously. They should not be annoyed with the world.
Yeah.
They don't take themselves seriously because if you are saying you have an Afro movement and you are born Afro, which movement? So you are born in a movement. Yeah, you are born in a movement. So you are born an activist. Yeah. You are born in an Afro hair movement. You see, village, we just look. I think because in the village we are busy. We have other things to do. We don't have time for bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You are born with hair coming out of your skull. Now you have grown, you say, Afro movement.
So does that apply for also things like waxing?
Waxing what?
And
what are you waxing?
These days women have this whole thing about, you know, clean shaven pubic hair. Shave their legs.
Manoya Pimatin. Why are you doing your pubic hair so you look like a little girl? Why you want to look like a little girl? Men who insist on shaving of pubic hair, you need to check his mind. He should be disturbed.
What?
Why should he want not to... This is a little girl. Why you want to look at... Okay. Village mindset, we are different. See, us in the village, we don't wax. We don't shave. Even your armpits, if you want, you can leave. You know why? Because, hey, I don't want to shock you. Village, we are not sleeping. We are focused. We know a lot of things, which I think you people in the city, you don't know a lot. And you have, your men are not normal if they want you to shave your... That is a child.
Wow.
It's not healthy. So which pheromones does he like?
Elaborate. What do you mean which
our
pheromones?
Hairs,
yes,
have pheromones.
Yes.
So your partner should be connected to your pheromones. When you shave everything, Manokoro is which pheromones? Onge, there are no pheromones.
Wow.
So he will get any clean shaven pubic hair anywhere because there is nothing. And on top of that, why is he attracted to that? That is how a little girl looks.
I think that's food for thought for every man.
That is
and
a little
every
girl.
Woman.
In village, we don't have problem with pubic hair. We know I'm with a mature woman.
What?
Why would you want a woman to shave like your daughter? I have no hair.
Wow.
You see, this is why we are told in the village we are very tough. We don't like nonsense. No, we don't like nonsense.
Wow.
This is not a healthy mindset.
And the legs?
Do what you want with your legs. I can accommodate. We can accommodate legs.
But why are you attracted to a grown woman with no pubic hair, no armpit? That's a kid. That is how a little young girl looks. Any man was telling you, you know, the ones here in the village who maybe they have...
But then maybe it's just the person picked it from assimilation. Again, the things that we watch, you know, affect how we operate. So maybe
like
the person
said,
saw this and thought,
hair,
this is how I'm supposed to function, operate. So it's not, it may not be that they like little children or whatever. It's just what they think is the society needs to be doing.
So you should use your head.
And
you people say village, we didn't, are not highly educated, but we understand, we are scientists, biologists, without credential, without certificate.
Wow.
We have knowledge from our ancient. Yeah, you're not supposed to shave. And you know, there are people who maybe have more hair than others, and for whatever reason, you can shape it, but you don't
shave.
Like, look like a little girl. No, no, no.
Wow, you had it, folks. Man, I'm glad I bumped into, you know, a king. I was actually, I'd actually gone to see River Yala. Just to, you know, there's always been, there's been a lot of talk about people being thrown in River Yala. So I was trying to understand, what is it about this river? And it's quite rough. And I bumped into a king there. And hello, hello. And I was like, wow. She had quite a bit to information to share with me. And I said, why not? Why, you know, I can invite you to one of my shows. And here we are, you know, having a conversation. Amazing. I have learned a lot. Thank you for that. I appreciate the education.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And I hope we can do this again and again and again.
Yes.
I'm sure we cannot finish discussing Africa and what is within Africa and the secrets that Africa has to share.
We also want to know the secrets. We don't have the secrets. The secrets are somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called a secret.
Wow. Yeah. So, you know, we are running out of time. We are actually out of time. So, anything you would like to say?
No.
In closing?
No, no, but in a village, we always say, wherever you run, whatever you have done, you have thought, engaged with, follows you and goes with you everywhere you go.
Wow.
Whatever you do and a decision you make is memory and information passed to all your generation and lineage to come. So, whatever you're doing right now, you have to think. It's not like everything has been passed. That's how we know the things we know, because it was passed.
Wow.
And it's passed also through your environment. So the tree in your house that you kick and you don't treat well is also programming your family story. Yeah.
Wow.
So you think about your whole environment, all of it.
Well, thank you for that. So, it's been a, wow, it's been a very interesting conversation today. I enjoyed it. And thanks for joining us this week on the Baraza, you know. We look forward to next week, having a fantastic show next week. Probably we may be in another location. So feel free to let us know where you'd like us to go and, you know, who you'd like us to have a conversation with. You never know, we may just grant you your wish. So, thank you. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the show, that is. And yeah, have a great week ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios. Goodbye. Au revoir. Au revoir. We are global citizens. So, bye.
Yeah.
Arigato.
Bye.